Real meditation can only start when one's daily mindfulness is very stable. You need to be heedful and use the very mindful state to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. To progress, you need to constantly meditate while having a good religious routine and a very stable daily mindfulness. At the same time, constantly reflect and contemplate to strengthen your view. Your life is your greatest teacher. The truth is within you or yourself. You will then understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. We are the wisdom developed. This is what meditation is all about. Then number six. With awareness, you have space between thought, that is, i.e., clarity, silence, and hence peacefulness of mind. The moment you are aware of your negative thoughts and heedless thinking, the momentum of this negative thought will to continue the habitual thinking breaks. When there is space between thought, the conditioned mind can break free. Thus, when you are constantly aware, the heedless thinking mind fails to have any power over you. So this one, I must show you the example of momentum. You know what is momentum? Well, most of you are science students. Eh? Momentum is the what they call a type of circular motion force. Understand? And this one, it moves by itself after you start the motion. That's why it's called momentum. It keep on swinging. So I show you this. Eh? So if you swing like that, eh, it will continue. Right? And why it defies gravity? Up there also cannot fall down. Well, there is a centrifugal force to actually create the movement. So what happened is, to start this movement, you got to use more energy there. But when it's in motion, you hardly use energy, understand or not? So similarly, your heedless thinking, when it become habitual, no need energy, you are not. Understand or not? you think like effortless. You are so habitual, understand or not? Spontaneous or not? Especially you observe yourself in life, there are a lot of things that has become so habitual, especially between spouse. No? Before you open the mouth, the wife know what you are telling her already. Or the husband will know what you are telling her. Especially the wife. They say, enough, I know what you are going to say. So all this is what momentum is all about. So sati is what? Awareness. The moment you are aware, the thinking stops, isn't it? True or not? The thinking stop, then how to start this movement? You need more energy, isn't it? Unless your delusion is still very thick, this one cannot move on. But initially, the habitual tendency cannot root out immediately. So what happens is, after you have the wisdom or the understanding already, then, especially within the initial few days or few weeks, sometimes months, that habitual tendency is a habit. So sometimes when you confront sense experience, you will still stir. But the moment you stir the awareness, from spontaneously the yoni so manasikara come out, then the Dhamma stop the movement. That is good sign, good progress. Then how to root it out? You have to contemplate, reflect, until it become a part of you, until it become very stable. When the stability is there, then it cannot happen like before already. So all this is what cultivation is all about. So what I explained down there, number six, with awareness, you have space between thought. There is clarity, silence, and hence peacefulness of mind. The moment you are aware of your negative thought and heedless thinking means the momentum of this negative thought to continue the habitual thinking breaks. Understand? Because the moment you are aware, thought cannot stay there. Understand not? So when it breaks, it needs a stronger momentum to move it. So this one, you have to develop the understanding so that you understand how the cultivation develops the progress. So you are aware of, the moment you are aware of your negative thought and heedless thinking, the momentum of this negative thought to continue the habitual thinking breaks. So when there is space between thought, the conditioned mind can break free. That's why I say, after that, you develop the understanding. After that, if you encounter similar sense experience, it will stir for a while, understand? But that momentum, not so strong, because it's not a heedless, continuous thinking like before. Because once you have the wisdom, that whole movement actually stops. Then, because it's habitual, the brain, through the mundane mind, still wants to develop that movement. But at that moment, your wisdom, which you have developed, will prompt you. Then this one, like, straight away disappear. It's just like the second right effort. You can prevent it from arising already, understand? The first one, you must let it arise first. Then you learn how to abandon the wrong thought that has arisen. The second one, you have this wisdom ready, like Yoniso Manasika, where you break free before already. Then you can prevent it from arising. Understand? So even the habitual tendency, for a while, stop. Understand? That's why you can prevent it from arising. So you need Yoniso Manasika to do the second right effort. Okay? Now, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. When there is space between thought, the conditioned mind can break free. This is the meaning. Thus, when you are constantly aware, the heedless thinking mind fails to have power over you. That's why your awareness must be continuous. Because of heedlessness, human beings tend to react to situations due to their habitual tendency, born of wrong view. The conditioned mundane mind pulls you into negativity, and it is this deluded mundane mind that lives your life. When you are heedless, you are not living your life. Understand? The avijja is living your life. As you realize the unreality of form and mind, like what I taught you, you can then straight away straighten your view to break free.